AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tensions remain high in Minneapolis. Federal officers sprayed eye irritant and dropped tear gas at a swarm of activists in the city. This man was in the group.
They tried to abduct my neighbors on Saturday morning. We all came out. We drove them off. We're driving out people every day, driving out ICE hired goons.
Minnesota and its two largest cities are suing the government to try to stop or limit the enforcement surge that led to the fatal shooting of a woman last week in Minneapolis. The AP's Julie Walker reports on an immigration-related arrest in New York.
A New York City Council employee from Venezuela was detained by ICE agents Monday after his scheduled check-in. They say Rafael Andres Rubio Bojorquez overstayed a tourist visa and had once been arrested for assault. Council Speaker Julie Menin disputed that at a news conference Monday.
According to everything that we know, this man was here legally, and he was legally authorized to work in the United States. He, in fact, signed an attestation in January at the city council that he's never been arrested.
Congressman Dan Golden.
They are going after the easiest prey they can find. And that is the people who are going to court and going to their check-ins.
They say immigration lawyers are working on his case. Julie Walker, New York.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state bans on transgender athletes and girls in women's sports. President Trump responded.
I can't believe it would even go to the Supreme Court. I mean, could you imagine 20 years ago talking about men playing in women's sports? They'd think you're crazy. What, transgender for everybody?
Actor and director Timothy Busfield turned himself in to New Mexico authorities after being sought on child sex abuse charges. An ex-Navy SEAL has been convicted of planning to fire explosives at police during a San Diego No Kings rally. This is AP News. There is a big job opening in the NFL.
The Mike Tomlin era in Pittsburgh is over. The longest tenured head coach in major American professional sports stepped down from his job leading the Steelers on Tuesday after yet another quick playoff exit. The announcement came a day after the end of his 19th season in Pittsburgh, where he was a relative unknown when he was hired to replace Bill Cowher in early 2007. Tomlin guided the Steelers to a Super Bowl title in 2008 and finished with a 193-114-2 regular season record. Team President Art Rooney II said in a statement that he was extremely grateful to Mike. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
American snowboarder Chloe Kim says she's good to go for the Milan Cortina Olympics despite tearing the labrum in her shoulder during a training run last week in Switzerland. The two-time gold medalist in the halfpipe posted an update on Instagram. The Women's Olympic halfpipe contest starts on February 11th. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.